Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
Today we're in Psalm 119, verse number 27. We read, "Make me to understand the way of thy precepts, so shall I talk of thy wondrous works." What a great psalm this is. I think that the psalmist, or maybe you found yourself at a time where you just are a little frustrated. You don't understand why things are happening to you, and your life seems to be goofed up, and you, every time you try to do things that are right, they seem to follow up. And I think the psalmist was in that place where he finally says, "Lord, I'm not getting it. I'm not doing things that are the way you would have me to do it." And he said, "Lord, please make me, you know, bring me to the place where I understand and know what you would have me to do." And he says, "Understand thy way." He just got talking about here in the previous verse how he was declaring his ways, and that wasn't working out. You ever been there? Well, now he's at a place where we all need to be, where we're calling upon the name of the Lord, and we're looking to the Lord for help, for him to teach us. Earlier in the psalm, we read where the psalmist says, "Open my eyes that I might behold wondrous things out of thy law." And here again, he's just looking and has that deep desire to know the way of God. I love it where Jesus talks about the work of the Holy Spirit as being our teacher, the one that would be able to help us to understand his word. And I really truly believe all that we need to do is ask for that help, ask for that understanding, ask for God to speak to us. Even when Jesus said in John 14:26, he says, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost," or the Holy Spirit, he tells us who the Comforter is, the Holy Spirit, "whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring all things to your remember, whatsoever I have said unto you." And so speaking to his disciples, which we are, how God wants us to know that his desire is that the Holy Spirit, that the Father has sent the Holy Spirit to us, is to teach us his words. And I believe all we need to do is ask. And I would encourage you, as you sit before God's word, as you spend time reading it, as you contemplate in your ways and you're looking for help, that you would simply pray. Say, "Oh Lord, please open up my heart, open up my eyes, open up my understanding to your word." And the Bible tells us that we simply have not because we ask not. And as we ask of the Lord, he certainly does help us. So first of all, he says, "Make me to understand the way of thy precepts." Otherwise, the way of the Bible. Help me understand what God's way is for our life. And then he says the result of it is going to be, he says, "So shall I talk of thy wondrous work." I love that. I love about this psalmist how he wasn't bashful about talking about the things of God. He so wanted to just to go out to declare in the marketplace, in the workplace, in every place he could find people that are willing to listen. He wanted to talk about how good God is. One of the old songs from the band Love Song, one part of the lyric said, because of good Jesus had been to their life, how they wanted to shout it for the rooftops. I too could relate to that as I want to declare how good God is to me, and I want to share that with other, even as we find in the Psalms, in Psalm 71, verse 17, the psalmist says, "Oh God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto I have declared thy wondrous works." Otherwise, he says, he's just going to continue, even from his youth, he just was spending his time talking about the things of the Lord. In Psalm 78, verse 4, we read, "Will we not hide them from their children, showing to the generations to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wondrous works that he has done?" Otherwise, we're going to take time to pass it on to our kids, our grandchildren, to our nieces and nephews, how good God has been. In Psalm 105, verse 2, we read, "Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, talk of his wondrous work." He says that we should be, you know, Paul picks it up how we should be making a melody within our hearts. And I love singing. And let me tell you for sure this, that I'm not a singer, but I love to sing. I love to sing his praises. When I'm out shopping, walking around, any place you'll find me singing, humming, because there's a melody of joy within my heart because how good God has been to my life. And he tells us in this verse, Psalm 105, verse 2, he says, talk ye of all his wondrous work. There's a great joy about talking about the Lord. One of the things that I love doing is driving along with my wife as we're in the car. We're just talking about the scriptures. We're talking about the things of God. And it's such a joy just, you know, thinking about and talking about God and his word. The other night, we were down south in the city of Oceanside to a home at a home Bible study. And after we got done teaching, it seems like that's when things really started taking off, because all of us started talking about the kingdom of God and how marvelous the things of God are. And here we see the psalmist is saying the same thing. He says that we should talk of all his wondrous work. In Psalm 11, verse 4, he says he had made his wonderful works to be remembered. The goodness of God should be remembered. Then he says, the Lord is gracious and full of compassion. Isn't that enough to talk about as the goodness of God and the grace of God that he has upon our lives? He says, I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and thy wondrous works in Psalm 145, verse 5. You know, talking about the Lord and how good he is really should be our normal conversation. I heard the other day some politician who claims to be a Christian, which that's not my place to judge or know, but he was using foul language, even out on his political campaign. And my ears perked up when I heard that and saying, whoa, wait a second. Shouldn't we be talking about God's wondrous works? I hope so. I hope that this week that we would spend time telling people how good God has been. Back in the book of Exodus, we read in Exodus chapter 13, verse 14, and it says, and it shall be when thy son asks thee in time to come, saying, what is this? And that thou should say unto him, by the strength and the hand of the Lord brought us out of Egypt from the house of bondage. And it came to pass when Pharaoh would hardly let us go, that the Lord slew all the firstborn of the land of Egypt, both firstborn male and firstborn beast, and therefore I sacrifice to the Lord. You know, here we see all the way back into Moses how they're talking about the wondrous work of God and by how the strength of the hand of the Lord, how they brought us them out of Egypt. And all the way now as we move forward into the book of in the New Testament, in the book of Acts, was we see the beautiful story in Acts chapter 2 of Pentecost, when those marvelous gathering of people from other nations and how the Holy Spirit came upon them and how they started speaking, they said, of other tongues, and they could understand their languages in all these different countries and what they said they were talking about. Or as they were speaking in these foreign tongues, they were talking about the wonderful works of God. And finally, as we talk about the wondrous works of God, even as the psalmist in Psalm 119, verse 27, he says, make me to understand thy way of thy precept, so shall I talk of thy wondrous works. You know, in Revelation chapter 15, we get a future picture of heaven that we'll be experiencing. In Revelation 15:3, we read, and they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty, just and true, and thy ways, thy kings, and thy saints. You know, the work of God certainly is marvelous. And we should spend time thinking about how good our God is. And I just pray that this day, as you meditate and you think about the greatness and the wonders of God, that truly your life would be built up and strengthened in Jesus' name. So until next time, this is Pastor Terry. May God richly bless you. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at TerryReynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's TerryReynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647. May God richly bless you.